This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Over the weekend, Xcel Energy became the first utility in Colorado to power down parts of the electricity grid to prevent power lines from sparking wildfires. The blackout surprised many customers, and power is still being restored in some areas this evening. Utility executives admit they need to do a better job of alerting customers before the next shutdown. Now, Governor Jared Polis has given Xcel some feedback in a sharply worded letter. He wants Xcel to increase transparency and improve communication about safety shutdowns. He also asked utility regulators to hold a formal hearing and consider new notification rules. Colorado state lawmakers are holding an historic impeachment hearing this evening. Republicans believe the state's top election official, Democratic Secretary of State Jenna Griswold, violated her responsibilities by vocally supporting the removal of Donald Trump from Colorado's ballot. House Minority Leader Rose Puglisi.
Coloradans deserve a neutral and unbiased Secretary of State who will remove their personal feelings and animosity in our elections. Her extreme actions make us all less safe. If not impeachment, then how does this legislature ensure a fair and impartial election system free from election interference by the chief elections officer?
Democrats hold a wide majority on the committee hearing the impeachment resolution and are almost guaranteed to vote it down. They say the effort is, quote, a political stunt not grounded in reality. And music fans and visitors at Red Rocks Amphitheater may notice some new features this spring, including more efficient security measures, bathroom renovations, and ADA-compliant infrastructure. This is CPR News and KRCC.